I'm Jamie Strobel, and today we are privileged to be with Elder Kevin R. Duncan, General Authority 70 of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and his lovely wife, Sister Nancy Duncan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jamie.
Well, Elder and Sister Duncan, I have to say that the students here at BYU-Idaho are extremely excited to hear from you at Devotional. And you chose to talk about hearts, love, and the temple. What inspired the two of you to choose this topic?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, the main reason is that those are the things that are most dear to our hearts. The temple and family and love is all really one message. And it is ultimately the plan of our Heavenly Father, the plan of happiness, the plan of salvation. So we just felt like there is no better message that we could share that is more true to our hearts than this message.
As we've traveled and going to different open houses and watching those not of our faith enter the temple, and as we go from room to room, just watching this incredible change that comes over them as they feel something that maybe we're more accustomed to here, but for them it's the first time. It's just, you can just see them stop and contemplate. So we just wanted to talk about that feeling that everybody feels when they go into the house of the Lord.
Wonderful. And Sister Duncan, you have a special love for temple service. I read about that. And
yes.
How would you say that you see the temple differently now than you did when maybe you were first married or when you were in college?
That is a very good question, because I see it very differently. And I have to say that even though I've been a member of the church my whole life, it's only been within the last few years that the importance of family history in the temple has really been kind of a revelatory experience for me personally. And just in the last few years, I have been kind of guided by Heavenly Father through a process of understanding and learning about the temple, about ceilings, about family history, how it all converges together, and how crucial that is in our eternal salvation, and that ultimately it's all about love. And we'll touch more on that today in the devotional, but that, just in a nutshell, has been a very personal experience for me.
Well, thank you. And Elder Duncan, you mentioned how when you got home from your mission, mm-hmm. the temple was kind of one of those things that you checked off the list mm-hmm. each week when you would go. And mm-hmm. But now it's become a matter of you go because you want to come closer to the Savior. And I just wanted to ask, how do people change their mentality if they feel like they're kind of checking it off the box themselves? How can they change their focus to it being more going to the temple because they want to experience that joy?
I guess, first of all, everybody goes to the temple for a different reason. Some people go because they want to serve. They want to help. They want to volunteer. They want to do work for their ancestors. Others go because they just love God, and they want to go and find a quiet place where they can worship Him and feel His presence. A lot of people go because they feel pain. And life's tough. Life is tough for everybody. And all of us put on this outward show that everything's great. But the fact is, a lot of us feel pain in our lives. And in the temple, we find the Savior. In the temple, we find the healing of the Savior. In the temple, as I've gone and I've looked for the Savior in the teachings that are there, in the love that is there, it's just an overwhelming feeling of joy, of peace, of revelation that comes to me. And so that has transformed my life as I've gone to the temple and found Jesus Christ there.
And you talk about so many blessings that come from attending the temple and as we engage in the work of salvation. Can you share with us what some of those blessings that you talk about in your devotional address?
We speak of these list of beautiful blessings that Elder Renland promised. And I think everybody, you know, some of those are peace. Some of those are a better understanding of Christ and His atonement.
Some are particular and specific blessings to your family. And that's personally the reason why I go, because I'm a mother that loves my children and my grandchildren. And I go to the temple because I feel that if I'm there serving Heavenly Father and helping His other children, that somehow my family will be blessed. And they are. So I just see it as a great way for me to invest my time and energy, because I know that I am reaping great blessings for my family and for myself.
I think there are people out there who want to get involved in family history, because we know that the temple and family history are very much linked, and they want to get involved, but maybe they lost that spark, or for some reason they don't feel motivated anymore. What would you say to these people that want to be involved in family history?
That is a Excuse me. That's a great question, Jamie. I think one thing people can do is download the Family Tree app, which is the app by the church, and go in there. And as soon as you start to find your family and your ancestors and you read stories about them, you're immediately linked in love and you feel something there you've never felt before. And then when you select the Ordinance Ready app, and whether it's a baptism or whether it's an endowment or whatever you choose to do, that just, you know, we can now do family history in a matter of seconds on a device we carry around with us. I mean, who would have thought of this even just a few years ago? So that is one great way that anybody can immediately get involved and feel that spirit of Elijah.
I'll add one other thing. Like I told you, I had not really been involved in family history until just a few years ago, and I didn't really know how to do it. And you always hear people tell stories about when you get involved in family history, watch out because the miracles will just happen. And I hadn't experienced that, but I'm here to testify that that is the case. There is just something very, very sacred and special about family history and sealings that when you are involved in that work, you do start to see actual miracles happen that, you know, are just there. And so for me personally, when I told you that the Lord took me through this revelatory process, I went from a complete novice, knowing nothing. I didn't know how to find a family name. And after a few years, I'd say to this date, I have been able to find about 5,000 family names.
Wow.
And I mean, it's not me at all, because I know that I'm just a little instrument in the hands of the Lord. But for some reason, if you show the least little bit of interest, the heavens will work with you just to be their instrument and to help you find their names. And it's just exciting.
And what do you say it's enhanced your experience
without
of going to the temple?
Without a doubt. Like Elder Duncan here, you know, he talks about when he first started going to the temple as a young man, it was kind of more of a duty. It was that way for me too. But there's a little passage in my patriarchal blessing that said, you will have a desire to go to the temple, and so do it. That didn't come immediately with me in life, and it's pretty much come later in life now, where if I could, I would love to spend every single day in the temple all day long, because it has transformed my whole spirit when I'm there, and I just long to be there because it feeds me, and it's just a blessing, nothing but a blessing.
If I may add, you know, this is not just a work of one. There's so many people who are just waiting and waiting for these ordinances to be performed for them. So as we jump into the work, boy, we have all kinds of ancestors who are just waiting and willing to help us. And I just believe are just cheering us on and are kind of our guardian angels who are helping us and protecting us in our lives as we help them.
Well, your talk definitely influenced me, because I had the thought, you know, I need to take a family name to the temple after I read it through your devotional dress. And so I did it. I printed off a name and I went to the temple.
Right.
And it was a great experience.
Good.
And so hopefully those who listen today can do the same. How can we keep the spirit of Elijah in our hearts once we've captured it, that we can always have that?
Well, I think one of the easiest ways is to become a mother. I mean, you know, and don't wait until you become a mother, but just realize that it does become easier as you become a mother, though, and because there is a special endowment of love that comes with becoming a mother. And you see the world differently, and you love differently, and you realize that every mother out there feels the same way. And so it's easy to keep the spirit of Elijah when you look at it in that context, because you have, like I say, a love that is just more pure than anything you've ever felt. And that is the spirit of Elijah. Like we know that it's the witness of the Holy Ghost that families are eternal. And that little baby is yours forever if you are sealed in the temple. And you would do anything for that child, anything, because the love is so pure. So spirit of Elijah is the greatest joy that I personally know of.
You know, going to the temple and just serving in the temple, and not always the same thing, but I think understanding and participating in all of the ordinances and going and performing sealings and listening to those promises are just, it just opens your heart. And sometimes we can't find a name. You know, there are a lot of students here on campus who come from foreign countries. And in some of those countries, we don't have a very large database of names. But we should go to the temple anyway. And that keeps that spirit of Elijah going as we help others. Because at the same time, there are a lot of people who have an enormous number of names that they're just waiting for somebody to help them. And so we can all help and serve one another in that way.
I will also add that, well, a couple of thoughts. First of all, not all of us are going to become mothers in this life. And so I don't want to make a qualifier that you will never have the spirit of Elijah unless you're a mother. That's certainly absolutely not the case. But in the eternities, every worthy woman will be a mother. Every worthy man will be a father. And that is the plan of Heavenly Father. So even though we may be at a different stage in that eternal progression, may come to some of us in this life, it may not, we can all participate in the spirit of Elijah because we are all part of a family. And that's what the spirit of Elijah is, that we are sealed to our parents, our ancestors, our someday posterity, and it's just all a big link. It's all a big link of love.
Well, thank you so much. And we appreciate both of you coming in and sharing with us a little bit more about what you'll be sharing with the students this afternoon. And we appreciate your love that you give to everyone throughout the world and your service and your example. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to you, Jamie.
I'm Jamie Strobel, and today I am with Elder Kevin R. Duncan, General Authority 70 of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and his wife, Sister Nancy Duncan. Thank you.